Thank you. There's a reason that God the Father interrupts Peter. Because God needed to stop Peter from killing his own way. Peter's focus was off. Peter needed to be rebuked yet again. He needed to hear the word of God. He needed to be told that it's not a matter of glory. It's not a matter of avoiding hard times and crosses. Peter and the rest of fallen mankind needed to be properly focused, properly hearing, properly led into the only way that focuses, speaks of, and leads to life everlasting, the way of the suffering Christ and his cross, all so that you may be glorified by dying and rising through God. Jesus coming down from the mount set his face to Jerusalem. He leads his followers into the cross of life, down into the valley of death, into the veil of tears, into the frustrations of a life in a fallen world with old Adams, with hypocrites and fellow sinners everywhere, where people can get so upset at guns causing mass killings that they are willing to enact bans to stop such atrocities, where the same people will shed tears for the mass shootings of defenseless children. But when it comes to banning the mass killings of defenseless lives that are still in the womb, not a tear is shed, not a ban is in sight. With one, a choice could be taken away where murder might happen, when a gun is misused. With the other, murder is the aim. This Tuesday marks the 40th year of the stamp of approval for doctors to go against their vocation of helping life, instead allowing them to murder. While 54 million lives, over 3,400 a day since then, have never been allowed to live. This is the world that you live in, which you think is not that bad. It's the world that your sinful flesh adds to. Silent voices for the voiceless, avoiding conflict and crosses, constantly seeking comfort for the self, always wanting to live in the glory, but without going to the way of the cross. My friends, be repenting and believing. God is not good and gracious through you avoiding bad circumstances. He does not make himself known as good and gracious as circumstances go your way. He is good and gracious as he delivers you through the unending, unchanging, forever faithful sending of his Son, delivering you from your bondage, freeing you from the bondage to the world, your sinful flesh, and the devil. Moses and Elijah were discussing the Lord's exodus out of this corrupt world. They were speaking of the way forgiveness of sins, life, and salvation to the world. They spoke of the way that he would go for you, the way that makes you strong when you are weak. For God's strength is made perfect in weakness, and you are weak right now, and you reside in sinful, scheming, self-justifying, yet dying flesh. Flesh that wants to tell you differently. It wants to entice you by its sight. That we have you call that which is bad, good. That which is good, bad. Flesh that is desperate to survive. But we